kickstart my bank account wickets.
Okay.
Can we talk about impulse buys a little bit? A new study came out.
Are you guilty?
I'm so guilty.
Okay.
So, impulse buying is up 51% from last year.
I mean, granted, with the stimulus money and things opening back up, that doesn't surprise me. People are spending more money on stuff we don't need.
But last year, we were sitting at home calling Amazon to deliver everything to us.
It was all toilet paper.
Yeah.
And canned goods.
And you know, once you start using Amazon, you just start buying everything. Because it reminds you of all your previous purchases, things that you love.
Buy it again.
And you enjoy.
Yep.
They'll bring it to your house sometimes the same day, Wicket.
Those are the best. When it's like, if you order by 8 a.m., we can have it to you by tonight. I'm like, I don't have to go anywhere. You're going to bring me things. And money's not real on Amazon. It's fine.
And then with Alexa, a lot of us have...
I have not hooked that up to my... That is the one thing I can't do, because I'll just be like, after like six beers, Alexa, buy me a baseball bat. Like, no, I don't need to make my impulse buying or my online shopping any more prevalent than it is currently.
That is so adorable, Wicket, that the first thing that you thought to ask Alexa for is a baseball bat.
Gotta teach my kid how to play t-ball, you know? He can barely stand up and walk around the room, but hey, he's gonna play right field for the Yankees.
Okay.
Or the Mariners.
I have a Yankees t-shirt. It's pink.
Of course.
But the things that we're impulse buying, many of these I disagree with, Wicket, very strongly, because coffee is on the list. I don't think coffee's an impulse buy. I think it's a necessity.
If I am going to go get a Starbucks or a Caribou or something like that, there's a decent chance I've planned for it, so I don't count that as an impulse buy, but rarely am I walking through Target and I see the Starbucks and I'm like, ooh, caramel latte. Now, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but it's a rarity for me. Like, I plan on that going in.
Me too. So I plan around where the coffee places are located because...
Because you know.
There aren't a lot of coffee places here in Iowa. If I had a complaint about Iowa. I am not used to having to go more than a block to get to a coffee place. I'm used to having at least one on every block everywhere.
Well, now I know where you live, so you definitely are not right next door to a coffee place.
I can walk to one, but it takes like 10 minutes.
Oh my God. The horror.
And if I drive, it takes like 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh. And you have to park. Oh.
But it's the only one. There's only one between work and here, and they're not open when I leave.
It's like a first world problem Hall of Fame nominee right there.
I need to call up that Caribou and be like, listen.
Open at 4 a.m. for me.
Even 4:30.
Right.
Like 4:30 would be fine. I would promise to go every day if you would just be open for me.
Do you
think I could ask and they might do it?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think their profit margin is going for one person to get her double caffeinated latte.
They're in there. If I paid cash. Oh, under the table, Wicket.
No, they're not. They have to turn the lights on, turn the machines on, pay staff. No. Aren't you seeing the signs? Nobody wants to work anymore.
Oh.
All right. And your $6 coffee is not going to pay for an hour's worth of three employees to open up the Caribou Coffee, Heather.
They might. I'm going to try it.
All right.
I'm going to try it today. But food and groceries is the number one thing. I don't think that counts either. The thing that's surprising on this list.
Yeah.
Vehicles.
Who? Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently, people are impulse buying vehicles.
Like cars?
Yes.
Who's like, well, what am I going to do today? I got to cut the grass. I'm going to fold that laundry. Oh, wait a minute. I just saw a Hyundai commercial on TV. Why don't I go buy a Hyundai right now? I have only... bought a car on a day I didn't plan to buy a car. When my little tiny, I had a Hyundai Veloster, you know, that three-door, like, little...
Oh, those were cute.
I had one.
I like those.
It got stuck in the snow in a very, very slight on-ramp, like, barely, not even a big ramp. It was trying to get out of my apartment building 10 years ago, and I couldn't get out. I got stuck, and then that day I said, nope, can't do it. I was living in Wisconsin. I was like, nope, can't do it. Drove to the Hyundai dealership after work, eventually got out, bought an SUV.
Tell me, Mike Wicket, that it was burnt orange.
No, it was bright red.
Oh.
Bright red. I love that car. You imagine me trying to fit a couple of car seats in that thing? Couldn't happen. Could not happen. But that's the only, if you want to call it impulse, it was more out of necessity to to buy an automobile.
Listen, we just got a DM on the Laser Facebook page and said, Wicket, I love that this Kathy is yelling your name.
Is she yelling?
Just like I do, in all caps.
This is going to be the trend now.
Wicket, the struggle is real. The closest coffee shop to me is Dunkin' Donuts. It's a 15-minute walk. Does he not understand coffee is life?
15 minutes. A 15-minute walk. How do you guys possibly handle it?
I don't know. I don't know how I get here before you every day. but the average person spending $276 every month, Wicket, on impulse buys. So I'm curious what you're spending. What's your impulse buying? 244-1033. Susie, what's your impulse buy?
Aldi. Aldi. Aldi Isle of Shame. Okay. Is what they call it.
Which is the Isle of Shame? Because I have my own Isle of Shame.
Well, kind of all of Aldi. It's really bad.
Heather, that's like the when Walk you said of Shame. That's not the all the
okay,
Isle of
I was
Shame.
Very confused because I was like, did they
when
sell
you said
that at Aldi?
Earlier that groceries shouldn't really be on the list? I feel like they should though because I am that person that impulse buys at any grocery store.
Let's see what this person says. Laser, do you have an impulse buy?
Yarn and crochet hooks.
Wasn't expecting that.
No, did not see that coming.
Okay, so are you one of the people that's upset you can't take them on the plane with you?
A little bit, because I love crocheting, and that is the best way to pass time that needs to be passed.
I feel you.
What is your name?
Annie.
Seamstress Annie. What have you knitted? How many different items for babies, neighbors, friends, baby showers have you knitted?
Dog sweaters?
I have a tote in my garage that has 4 blankets, 7 scarves, and a bunch of little, like, knick-knack stuffy things.
Whenever anybody has an invite to a baby shower, they're like, I got this. Don't worry. I've already got my present picked out.
Annie, can I hire you?
Oh, God.
To make a sweater with the Laser logo knit in it.
I could do it, but it would probably be ginormous because I have no control.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's a license for me to really enjoy the Aldi aisle.
Yes.
I could eat the cookies. It could be like a Snuggie. Annie, will you send me a DM?
On Facebook, sure.
I'm at Heather Lee MD, or...
She's going to commission you. This is like you're going to be put on retainer like an attorney.
I am so serious about this. I wouldn't joke about commissioning a sweater.
I mean, I work nights, so on the weekends, I have nothing to do.
There you go.
You have so much time before sweater weather, Annie. I mean, you have months to get this done.
Oh, my God.
I do.
I am so excited about your obsession. Let's go to, where do you want to go?
Michael's.
And get some yarn?
Michael's is the best place to get yarn. I prefer, I went to Joann's when I lived in California, and yeah. They had the best yarn selection.
I think she just climaxed a little.
It was massive.
The Laser, 244-1033. You're hanging with Heather and Wicket.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Wicket, what was your last impulse buy?
This weekend, I impulsively purchased a gigantic box of fruit snacks from Costco.
Was it like 900 packs of
like
it?
Like 96 of them, actually.
96.
Mm-hmm.
How long will that last you?
At least a month. I have them here at the office because my wife doesn't want me giving the kids fruit snacks yet.
So you've got a 3-pack-a-day habit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Adorable. Laser, what's your impulse?
Every time I go to Starbucks, because for me, I can't see paying like $6 a coffee.
So Starbucks is your impulse buy. I thought you were going to say every time I go to Starbucks while I'm there, I buy a mug on top of it.
Or a cake pop.
No, it's usually if I go to Target, it's the Southridge one, and they just put that Starbucks in there. And every time I walk past that thing, it's like, you know, I'm feeling a white macchiato today.
I'm learning so much about you, Tow Truck Alex, that you drink a white macchiato.
Usually it's caramel, but, you know, anything with caramel on it,
caramel
it's
latte.
Like, okay, I gotta have it.
Hashtag Team Caramel Latte.
Yep, that's right.
See?
You guys are sitting there talking about, like, going to coffee shops, and it's like, yeah, that's why I have a Keurig.
Do you have the Keurig in the tow truck?
Oh, I wish. Oh, I wish. I wish they made a timed one that I could plug into this thing, because that'd be awesome.
Wicket, you missed the drama that was unfolding that I was talking to Alex about over the weekend.
Drama?
Yes. So I was in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
And I could not find any of the coffee pots And it's early. It's the morning. I need coffee. The Caribou's not open for me, Wicket.
You said coffee pot or pods?
Pot.
Oh, pot. Okay.
Pot. And I forgot that I had the emergency Keurig in my office.
The emergency Keurig.
Sometimes there's an emergency, Wicket.
Yeah, usually sometimes you gotta get it, you know? I mean, when you're caffeine motivated.
Mm-hmm. I see how loyal you really are, Alex. I understand.
He is loyal to us, and that's all that matters,
Wicket. That's all that matters.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicket.
Good morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.